Well, hello people, Solo Man here. Now here's a kind of a news item, I think it's 2014. This femme was charged with having sex with an underage boy, I think he was 14 at the time. She was a tutor at a Catholic school, I guess. But this is the verdict where she's found guilty, but just take a look at the hens at the back and how they're drama queens. I mean, accountability is a bitch.
Madam Foreperson, if you would kindly stand, and by reading from the form where it starts, we the jury find as follows, and if you could read down each count and announce for the court the verdicts that the court is, that the jury has arrived at, please.
Okay. We the jury on count one, on the charge of criminal sexual conduct, first degree, penile vaginal, we the jury find the defendant, Abigail Simon, guilty.
Seat number six in the back, finding it guilty as to one, counts one, two, three, and four.
Yes, the counsel seems awful cuddly to the client, doesn't he? There, maybe that'd be another court case. Guess he's taking the client as a free bono, or just boner. She got 8 years. She's probably out by now. Anyway, moving on. And here's a Femon rugby team. As we all know, Femons have been into rugby for years. But Femons, being the one-trick ponies that they are trying to think of some way to sort of enhance the sport, to sort of get it known that Femons are playing rugby. So what do they think about? Well, the only thing they ever think about, these Femons, let's strip off. I mean, that's never been done before, has it? You see, the thing about rugby players is they have to be solid, not just big. And most of these Femons just look big. But it does show you the mentality of Femons pretty well everywhere. The only thing they do is strip off. When in doubt, get the bikini out. Anyway, thank you for listening, and I hope you weren't eating when I showed you that. You take it easy out there, guys.